407-278-5939 is our phone number to be part of the live show. Phone lines are open for you to call in now. And I know there was a lot of you trying to get through in the first hour over here. And it's always busy in the first hour, but second hour is usually a great time to get in. Lots of time to get your questions answered. If you've got a question about an upcoming trip in the summer, I know many of you are looking forward to your summer trips. It's already almost April's around the corner, and that means that we're going to be having, you know, your annual trip to Disney World. And,
Star Wars weekend. Woo!
That's right, Star Wars weekends, and we'll have to talk about that a little bit later, May 23rd. But we've got our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Adam from Rochester, New York.
Hey, Adam, what can we do for you tonight?
Oh, just a question. I just booked a trip in down to Disney World in October, and I've never been in October. I usually typically go during the holiday season, and just wondering how weather, crowds, and the Not So Scary Christmas party or Halloween party.
It's a wonderful time. Scopa, do you want to talk a little bit about Walt Disney World in October?
Disney World in October. One of the most, probably for a lot of people, it's the most favorite time of year to go because of so many things. Food and wine, of course, is right at the top of the list. There are golf tournaments that are going on. There are races that are going on, Race for the Cure, Race for the Taste. You've got Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. You've got great, great weather. It's usually in the maybe high 70s, low 80s in October. It's just, for a lot of people, it's the most enjoyable time to go. There's football going on, and you can't go wrong.
Sounds great. That's all I need to know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely check out some older episodes where we talk about not only Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, but also going in October. I know we've mentioned it on a number of different episodes, so definitely check out the archives. The wiki is going to be your friend in that case.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Great, thanks for calling in.
You guys have a great night.
You too.
Have a good evening.
And we have another caller on the heels of the last one. Hi, who are we speaking with?
It's Mike from Indiana.
Hey, Mike, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
What's going on?
Calling into the show.
Yeah, do you have a question for us tonight, or are you just calling to say hi?
Oh, no, I had a couple questions.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, the first question I'd like to know is, we're going to be down there the very first of May, May 2nd, and I heard the studios were having the anniversary, so I'm wondering if there's anything going on for that.
There's the only thing that I know I'm aware of, there are two different independent events, non-Disney affiliated events going on. There's the Studios 20, and then there's which is being presented by WW Celebrations, and then there's another event. Nathan Rose is throwing a lot of event at the studios to commemorate also the 20th anniversary over there. If you want to go to studiocentral.com, you can check out some information about that sort of stuff that's going on. But other than that, there's nothing official that's been announced for, if anything. For what that's going on over there. But I've got some info on studiocentral.com if you want to check that out.
All right. And another question I had is,
Yes. We've
gone down there probably once or twice every 10 years, and no matter how many times I get there, I'm driving around, I can't find my way around. Is there anywhere I can get a map where I can tell where the heck I'm at?
I know that I was flipping through some of the stuff that we got at Fort Wilderness when we were there for the tent event, and they have now in the packet of stuff that they give you a driving map of Walt Disney World. I'm not sure if there's a copy online. Deb, do you have a map online on your website?
Of the whole property? No, we've had problems trying to get one. They have them at the resorts sometimes.
Yeah. So yeah, I would definitely check that out when you go to your resort. And ask them for one, and they'll probably be able to help you there. The good thing about driving around, though, is even if you miss your turn for whatever park, if you're going to Epcot and you miss the turn for it, the very next sign will probably give you a good idea of how to get back around over there. So I know
you can always find your way back, but it's like you could maybe turn around and be there in like 5 minutes, or you can drive.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
10 rights back to the place where you got to go to, and you can find your place. So
absolutely,
I've never found their maps to be really accurate to the street level. It just gives you a very broad general idea of where you're going with the general streets, and like y'all are just saying, they redirect you all the time into different areas and the long way around to get places sometimes. So I'm not sure the map's going to absolutely do what you want.
All right, well, I'll give it a shot anyway. Just wanted to say I really like the show, and we listen every week, and keep on going in.
Hey, thanks Mike, for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Okay. See you guys later.
All right. Bye-bye. 407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we have another caller, I think. Yes. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, it's Martin in Orange County, California.
Hey, Martin, how are you?
Hey, Martin.
I'm great. I was actually able to listen to the first half of the show on my phone thanks to Mr. Newell.
Woohoo!
Help me out. Got that going.
We're mobile,
hey,
baby.
My question, what's that, Mike?
I said we're all mobile.
It's awesome. Hey, my question is, I got 14 days coming up in August. I've got my free dining, so I've got 10 days in the parks. And one of my out-of-parks day was going to be Boardwalk and eat at Spoodles. But when is that change going to take place?
Wow. I think it's closing in mid-May.
And then not opening until fall, right?
Right.
All right, then I guess I have to go to Yachtsman then. That's tough.
Sorry. Twist your arm.
Oh, bummer. Well, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Martin.
All right, have a good one.
Take care, Martin.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Jesus, Mike.
no, not me. Not me.
I know. 407-278-5939 is the number to call in with your questions. Phone lines are open for you to call in right now and get your questions answered about maybe some calls. We were talking earlier, though. Mike Newell and I are going down – well, Mike's coming down at least – for Star Wars weekends, the first weekend, May 23rd, and we've got a special event over there that's going to be coming. And I know that many of our listeners are going to be joining us over there. Although, Mike, we still got to put the pressure on Janine over here.
Janine, come on. Get on the ball here and book the trip already.
She's too busy writing articles for Lou. You know what I mean? She just doesn't have time for us anymore.
See, you're already gone to the dark side. Come on.
How soon they forget. Yeah. But exactly. But isn't it a short gig? Oh, sorry.
But Janine wrote a really nice article about comparing Sundays at Walt Disney World at Lou's website. So check that out at www.radio.com. We have a next caller, and it's Radio. Kim from Maryland. Kim, did you forget something?
I did. I got so excited about getting the answers to half my questions, I forgot the last one. If you had to pick between an 8 and a 9 on the crowd calendar for the week that you visited, would it make that much of a difference?
Nah.
Yeah. No.
Not the same. Not the same.
Bad either way.
Yeah, you're just, I mean, it's just relative to each other, you know what I mean? If you're talking 8 or 9, it's not a big deal. I mean, really, you're seeing a difference if you're kind of go between, you know, maybe 2 or 3 different numbers on the crowd level calendar. But between 8 and 9, I mean, it's just... An 80-minute wait or a 90-minute peak wait, I mean, really, is that really going to change your mind as to whether or not, ooh, that's short?
I know. I would
bring some line games, have some plans for in the line.
Yeah, pack a lot of snacks, try and distract the kids.
The natives, yep.
I'm trying to think of what else I forgot already, oh well. But I think that was the biggest thing, was the difference between the 8 and 9, and then, oh, that's it. I'll call back. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Man, she got in twice, and when I was in California, it took 5 phone calls to get through. I still say you were blocking me.
Matt?
A lot of calls. We have our next caller, though, speaking of lots of calls. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Bruce from Cracker Town.
Hey, Bruce, what can we do for you tonight?
Hey, I actually have a... planning a trip for the first week in December, and kind of wanted to get your advice on 2 hotels. I've gone down with my wife, 9-year-old daughter, and 2-year-old son, and we're kind of toying around with either Riverside or Caribbean Beach, and kind of wanted to get your recommendations on what you prefer.
Good question. Scopa, what do you think?
Oh, man. Caribbean and Riverside, huh? The problem I have with Riverside is that sometimes you really don't know where you should park your car, and you can walk forever until you get to your room. With the Caribbean, I think it's quicker, and as I had said earlier about an hour ago, it's I like the theming. I think that the Caribbean is the better of the two for children. I think that the Caribbean gives you better access to your room. Quicker access to your room, especially if you are one of those who likes to get out real quick in the morning and get to your room, get to your car, and if you want to get back to your room really fast. Riverside is just a I would prefer Port Orleans to Riverside, but for some people, Riverside is nice because of the theming. They like that type of theming better. My preference would be I would go with Caribbean.
Yeah, a lot of people.
So with Caribbean Beach, we would be driving. So, any rooms or buildings that you'd recommend for that?
Wow, at the Caribbean?
Yes.
I would recommend Martinique, the village of Martinique. It is, Annette, you would probably be the best person to verify this, but I believe Martinique is a preferred village, Annette. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're talking preferred at that point. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's just a very nice village. It's preferred because it's closer to Old Port Royal, but I think it's the best village in the Caribbean because of the bus stop and just because of the location.
Martin, one thing to remember about Caribbean Beach, though, there are no elevators in the hotel rooms,
right?
In the hotel buildings. So if that's important to you, that's a major consideration.
I can also tell you that I know we've done some shows where we've talked about it, and if Lynn were here, he would say Riverside scores higher than Caribbean Beach. So there are a lot of people that really do love the theming at Riverside. They like the walks, the large food court. So sometimes it comes down to personal preference on theming.
I think you're right in it. I think that a lot has to do with the age of the family, too. I really do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks,
Kay.
Have a good night.
You too.
Now I'm speaking for him. Isn't that kind of sad?
You guys live in the same state, so.
I think he has spoken for me before, so.
You are soundboard Len tonight, Annette.
This is because I did so well on tomorrow's show, right?
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Brian McGowan again. We're the one who phoned you in Wishes.
Oh, cool.
It's over now.
Oh, it's over now, yeah. I was trying, and then we were walking through Fantasyland, and Wishes fired off, just as you picked up. it was quite something, that's for sure.
Good. Well, we're glad that you were able to call in and say hello from that. It's always cool when people are in the parks and they give us a call, so appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. We tried to phone you when we were stuck in the TTA in Space Mountain as well.
Nice.
We've had the dumbest luck. We've had car run out of gas and two traffic jams and stuck in the CTA. It's a fun time today.
Well, enjoy the rest of your trip, Brian. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we're off to we're Big Thunder right now. We got fast passes. It's extra magic hours tonight.
Nice. We'll definitely enjoy it.
That's great. I would love to be there.
Oh yeah, we've got our next caller right after Brian. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric.
From Colorado.
Colorado.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, Eric.
Is this the famous WDW today?
It is. You're on with Annette, Deb Wills, Matt Hotberg, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hey, what's happening?
I hear it's cold in Colorado.
Only if you like snow.
Yeah. No, my son's up there. He's complaining. It's lots and lots of snow.
Well, it gives you a couple of snow days, and you go back to work like it was a regular day.
Yeah, it doesn't happen down here like
that. In Florida it happens?
No, in North Carolina it doesn't happen like that.
Oh, yeah. If it's not in Florida, we got bigger problems. So, okay, since I don't have my Disneyland or Disney World maps with me, my first quick question is, can you walk from the Beach Club to Epcot?
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. Easy walk.
That's the closest resort to Epcot.
Okay, so it's just like through a parking lot and through a back gate somewhere, and you're there? Mm-hmm.
It's even easier than that.
Yeah.
It's coming out of the Beach Club, taking a left and going through International Gateway. You are you're literally less than 5 minutes away from Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
Real showcase.
So, where does the gateway enter? Because I think I might know where it is, but I'm not sure. Is it
enters between Great Britain and France. There's a bridge that goes from Great Britain over to France, and the International Gateway is right between those two pavilions.
Okay, and there's a little shop right at the end of the bridge.
That's yep. it.
T-shirt
That's
shop.
It.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. Cool.
Yeah, a lot of people in our chat are mentioning what a nice walk it is. I know April in our chat mentioned it's a really pretty walk, and I agree with her. It's very nice over there, especially from the beach club over there. You really enjoy it.
Super. Can I have one more quick one?
Sure.
All right. What's the best way to get from the Pop Century to the Hoop-Dee-Doo review using Disney transportation?
Ah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Leave now.
Give yourself plenty of time. In 1992, I went to Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. I had a big birthday bash over there with 12 of my friends. Two of them stayed at the Caribbean Beach. I was staying at the Caribbean Beach. I drove over. They decided to take the bus. Now, this was 17 years ago, but it took them almost 90 minutes to get to Hoop. So my suggestion is that you take the bus to the Magic Kingdom, and then you take a boat from the Magic Kingdom to Fort Wilderness. That would be the quickest way, I think.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about when I've come out of the parks, I've seen the taxi stand. Would they kill you on the price to do a taxi from point A to point B, or
15? Well, the problem is, go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, the problem with the taxi is that it doesn't matter if you're taking the taxi or the bus. The real issue is that you, regardless if the bus takes you there or the bus, first of all, won't bring you there. But if the taxi brings you there, you're still going to have to take the internal bus service to Hoop-Dee-Doo. So you're still got to ride the bus afterwards. So right. You may as well just take the bus to the Magic Kingdom and then just take the boat. That's probably going to be the easiest and fastest way to do it, if you ask me.
So Magic Kingdom, boat, Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Right.
All right. Super.
And
thanks,
it really
guys.
Is a short walk after you get off the boat. You're right there. It's a pretty short walk and you're there.
And look for the lawnmower tree.
Yeah.
The lawnmower tree.
There's a lawnmower tree. There's a lawnmower tree.
Point taken. All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a great time.
Enjoy. You too. Bye-bye.
Hoop-Dee-Doo.
407-278-5939. We really had a fun time at Hoop-Dee-Doo. And I tell you, when I came back to the table after I was picked to be a, quote, volunteer, Newell was just beside himself and laughing.
I loved every minute of it.
I can't believe I missed it.
It was a real riot. And we've got our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, this is Ashley Martin.
Hey, Ashley, what can we do for you?
Yes, I actually had a question probably for Annette. I am going with my mother and my 10-month-old daughter in May 4th to the 11th, and I was gone because it was like the low time of year, not very busy, and all of a sudden the touring plan says that it's now going to be an 8 the entire trip as opposed to like a 5 and a 7. And I was wondering if you recommended driving instead of taking the bus system because of that increase. Hello?
Probably so. I mean, I like to get a car anyway when I'm down there.
We're driving from Pensacola, Florida to Orlando anyway, so we will have a car.
Right, and with a little one, I mean, when they're ready to go.
They're ready to go.
Waiting on the bus, and I know when mine were little, I hated to get on the bus with a screaming baby. I just didn't want to do it to other people. So having your own car would help just for that. And it also gives you the opportunity, since you're going with your mom, that one of you could take the little one back and the other one could then bring the bus back to the resort or, you know, catch up that way.
My other question is, because it's going to be so crowded, are people pulling their kids out of school? I mean, I know you're a travel agent, or is it going to be more of an adult crowd? Because I'm just for curiosity's sake.
I have to say, I'm really shocked with the crowd calendar. I hadn't looked at it. I'm very shocked by that just because I typically go around that time frame, and it's always been so slow.
Yeah, first thing makes me great.
On purpose. Yes. Well, on touring plans, it said today it was all 8th, and I kind of actually had a heart attack. I was like, I didn't plan on that for that specific reason.
Yeah. Well, Ashley, have you heard? I think it was Friday's show where Len explained why the increase in the crowd calendar was.
Yeah.
Yes, I did watch Friday's show, but when you have a 10-month-old, you're not always paying attention to what you're saying.
It's right in the beginning of the show, right after the intros. So check that out again, and he kind of explains why the thing is up. And I mean, I can see where he's coming from.
I knew spring break, they said it was packed. I mean, absolutely packed everywhere. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. That's all I need to know.
Thank you, Ashley. Enjoy your trip.
Oh, thank you. All right.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we have our next call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Kelly from Louisiana.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm fine.
What can I do for you?
I have a question about Cirque du Soleil.
All right.
If we're going to be in the parks all day, is it necessary to go back to the room and put on something a little dressier, or can we go in our park attire of shorts and T-shirts?
That's a good question.
I have been to Cirque du Soleil in shorts and, well, not a T-shirt. I had a golf shirt. I would say dress comfortably, a casual wear, I guess I would say. T-shirts, you know, for the children. As long as they're clean, I don't see a problem.
Great. Well, thank you all so much.
Yep. Great. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good time.
Fun. Bye-bye.
And... it's been, wow, we've been the whole show without a call from Jersey, but sorry, Newell. Here's our
Jersey!
Call from
whoa, whoa, whoa. Jersey.
That's a little Bobo. Little Bobo for anybody who knows
how
what I'm talking
doing?
About.
How you doing? How you doing?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi. Hi, this is Joyce from Jersey.
Hey, Joyce.
Joyce.
Hi, how are you?
Joy from Jersey.
We haven't heard from you in a while.
Joyce Joy.
Right. It's been for a while, that's true. Except I saw Mike yesterday at Lou's Farewell.
That's right.
Yes, yes. I was
there. We had a really good time there. I was really impressed with the showing, the amount of people that showed up. It was really fun.
I thought it was really nice, too. And I had to tell you, I thought it was really nice that you made that trip all the way down. That was really nice of you.
I'd do anything for Lou.
Yeah, I know. He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Matt?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you guys are good too. Come on, you're right up there with him. I have a question. It's probably for Annette, and I'm not sure if Deb is still on because I've been having problems with electricity here tonight. So
I'm here.
Oh, good, Deb. How are you?
Great, thank you. How you doing?
Okay. All right. We're going out to Disneyland in August. My daughter's going to do the marathon out there because she did the full marathon here, and she wants to get that coast-to-coast medal. And I was wondering if you could give me some information about, we're flying into Long Beach, and I can't find too much as to how I can get from that airport without crossing an arm and a leg and get to the Disney, we're going to stay at the Paradise Pier Hotel.
I like Paradise Pier. What I've always done is rely on my MassFan travel agent to set up a car for me. I don't want to rent a car because I don't like driving in all the traffic. But you could always do that.
Okay. So
Annette, you know of a less expensive way to get from the airport over to Disneyland?
I think you're either going to have to go with some kind of car service to take you over or from Long Beach, or we could maybe look at the Super Shuttle would be able to help you. Or, you know, if you're wanting to explore a little bit between point A and point B, you know, I don't know if you're planning on expanding your California trip a car, but like Deb said, that traffic scares me. We don't have anything like that where I'm at.
Well, I'm in New York a lot, so we have that kind of traffic. But I drove out in California a few years ago, and it's not like New York driving. different. we plan to, like, maybe rent a car for a day or two to go over, you know, to go down to the beach or something like that. But then I could call MassFan Travel and set up a car service with that. They'll be able to set it up for me.
Yeah, go on Go on, and you can contact me, and I'll get you in touch with someone that can help you, and we can help you out.
Okay, great. Thanks, Annette. Now, I do have another question. Do they have a dining plan there, and do you recommend it? We don't generally use a dining plan down at Disney to begin with, but I didn't know if they had something better there that you would recommend.
I don't believe there's a dining plan at Disneyland. I do have a tip for you, though, because I like Paradise Pier. It's a great hotel. And they have a really fun character breakfast down there with Lilo and Stitch. If you go to it early, it's usually very uncrowded, and you get some special time with the characters, and it is a lot of fun. And the character breakfasts out there are a little bit different than the ones in Florida. They tend to have more fresh vegetables, fruits, and I really enjoyed it when we did that last year. So.
Oh, okay, because we were looking into that, thinking about doing that, and I didn't know if it was worth it. So that was one of my questions to ask you, if you thought it was worth going to it. We want to do the Blue Bayou, too, but...
I love the Blue Bayou. Yeah. Yummy.
I should mention that in chat, Becky Mankin of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is mentioning that the Super Shuttle has a great rate from Long Beach, so you might want to definitely check that out.
Okay, Super Shuttle. Okay, good. Because one place I looked up, and they wanted, like, it was like $135 one way. I was like, are you kidding me? But I paid the airfare to go into Long Beach. You know, I'm paying there. All right, and one other quick question. What about tickets? Are there any reduced tickets we can get? I'm a DVC member, and I need to know if it's worth it. We're going to be there for, at least 5 days. Is it cheaper to buy an annual pass? Because I know their annual pass is cheaper out there, but...
Actually, let me jump back to one of your previous questions. Becky in the chat room said there is a dining plan in Disneyland. I'm not aware of it, so that's something you'd have to look into.
It's different, and we can talk about it when you contact me. We can talk about it. You're buying per meal. You're not doing. It's not like the dining plan in Florida.
I'm not going to save anything.
So I will tell you though. I just want to add. Just was in Disneyland a month ago, and I was at Goofy's Kitchen, and there were 8-10 of us. I don't even remember. We had so much fun, though, but it was very different. We went for breakfast, brunch, kind of, and again, just like Deb was saying, there was many, many different selections on the bar. It was very different. I've never had chicken enchilada for breakfast, you know? So.
Yeah, that is different. Okay. All right. Okay, you know what, Jeanette? I'll just get in touch with you, and you could even help me out then with the tickets.
Yep.
At that point.
Yeah.
So somebody else can get on here tonight. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate all your help you've done, and thank you for everything all of you do.
Thanks.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great trip.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
407-278-5939 is our number, and joining us, our next caller is Jennifer. She hung up.
Ooh.
Well. Ooh,
wrong number.
Oh, there she is again. Hold on. Jennifer.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Jennifer.
Good, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. I kind of have one of those off-the-wall Disney World questions for you.
42.
I kind of had it. Great, awesome. I was actually, your towel with you, anyway.
Kind of
personally,
I got
it. Okay, my husband's a huge Douglas Adams fan. But my question was, off topic here. I had a lot of things going on. My mother developed cancer in the last couple of months, and so we've been doing a lot of traveling across a couple of state lines to help her out. I've just had a lot of things going on, and my husband has just been amazingly wonderful. And we're going down at the end of May already. Scopa Towers, 9 days, the whole works. And so I was just curious if you know of anything. I've heard a lot of, these grand gestures that you can do, taken into the room where they can deliver things to your room for you as kind of a thank you gift or birthday gifts or, anniversary presents. Is there anything, on a smaller scale that can be done as just a, thank you for, being so great? Because this last couple of months has just been unbelievable for stress, family-wise. Do you know of anything kind of small scale maybe that I could have waiting for him to surprise him with as just a thank you? Because, for example, he's also given me a D23 membership. So wow. He has really been amazing. And I'm kind of wanting to do something on a small scale because, money traveling multi-states here over the last couple of months is just, whatever little money we had extra, if it's not going to the mouse, it's gone to traveling. So any ideas?
Annette?
Well, you can bring something with you or get something there, give it to the front desk, and they'll deliver it to the room. That's not going to get it there before you arrive, but that's a low-cost way to do it. They will do that.
Okay.
Trying to think. The Disney florist does some cool things.
I was just going to say that,
too. You know, they're really into the grand scale kind of stuff, and I just don't have the money to spend $75 with Disney florists to have something delivered.
Okay. Then I would just get some items yourself.
Okay.
You can either get them while you're there. Yeah, you can either get them while you're there, or you could actually put together something yourself and send down there so he doesn't see it, unless he's listening right now, and then, sorry.
I hope not. As I was going to say, he should be at work right now.
But you could go. You could send it to the resort, and then then they could bring it to the room. You could arrange with them to have it brought to the room the same way.
Yeah, he's just been, you know, with my mother's cancer, and he gave me the C23 thing, and I've got some friends who are just, you know, overtaking my time when I do have any time free. And so he's just been this, you know, really great the last couple of months. I thought if there's something I could do for him while we're down there that would be small scale but still big impact, you know, something small, I guess.
Sure. You know, when you take whatever it is to the front desk, you know, explain a little bit about what you're doing. Ask them if they have any balloons they could deliver with the item, or if they have any character photos. No guarantees, but it never hurts to politely ask.
Right. Okay. Okay, yeah, because I did some looking at the DisneyFlorist.com thing, and wow. I mean, those they really do some really awesome things. But I'm looking, you know, some of this stuff's $200-$400. And it's just, you know, huge, and I'm really not. He would actually be very upset with me if I, you know, he found out that I spent a couple of $100 as a thank you. So,
well, one thing you can do. One thing I would just add to that: first of all, don't panic, and second, you should when you make your reservations for dining, if you make any sit-down reservations, always mention that it's going to be his birthday and whatever. And that way, when you guys have the meal, you'll have the regular meal. And generally, what happens is at the end of the meal, they'll bring a little special cupcake or piece of cake out, and you know, to kind of celebrate his birthday. So I mean that's a very small thing to do, but you know, if that's what you're looking for, that might be a thing to do.
Okay, yeah, I know that last year we went down for my birthday, so maybe I could have this part of it be an early birthday present then for him also.
Sure,
something to consider. Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help, guys.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks for all the fish. Appreciate it. So long.
Yes, absolutely. Bye.
That's Yes. Checkers references over there. Let's, you know, it's been too long. There's only been one person from North Carolina on this whole show here. So let's go to the great state of North Carolina. And Danny?
Danny?
Hello there.
Hey, Danny!
Danny?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, Danny boy!
My dream maker.
I feel like each time it's like, Danny, and then someone sings, oh, Danny boy. I'm totally used to it now.
And of course, for those who are unaware, Danny was is someone who was on a recent episode of ours about he was a cast member who was in the Dream Squad. So if that refreshes your memory, what can you do for tonight, Danny?
Nothing much. I'm calling to say hello. Just want to say hi to everyone. I guess I do. For anyone that has been, just because I just recently got back from a trip to Disneyland. Any thoughts and opinions on Disneyland for anyone that has been there? Compared to Disney World, probably.
Yeah, how'd you like it?
I loved it. I definitely think that they're two completely different beasts. Disneyland, their attractions are honestly beyond ours, a majority of them at least. Like, as I said in the chat room, Space Mountain and Indiana Jones are indescribable. There's no comparison. But the resort itself, it takes a while to get used to. We stayed off site and we walked to Disneyland in a matter of 10 minutes. So it was very, very different. Yeah, it was a great time. And Matt and anyone else who's been there, I know that Matt, since you live down there, you've probably seen it. Any thoughts on maybe we could celebrate it?
Has anyone else seen it down here?
No.
I haven't yet.
Move it, shake, celebrate it.
No, not yet.
Oh, no.
No.
Not yet.
Hey, Danny, I got a question. This is Mike Scopo. If you could compare the quality of the face characters, between Walt Disney World and Disneyland, Which of the two would you say does a better job of face characters?
The thing I really enjoyed about face characters in Disneyland was they were very, very... I basically never saw character attendance. when we were waiting in line to meet Mary Poppins and Bert, we heard some kid behind us, like five people behind us, "This is taking forever! This is such a stupid line!" And we turned around and it was Peter Pan.
That's great.
So it's definitely, again, just a different beast. They characters walk around, and it really is truly different there. They walk around, they're just like, "Hey, what's up?" You're like, "Oh, hey, Mickey," and then he walks away, and that's it. That could never survive in Walt Disney World just because of the sheer size. The face characters, if I had to choose, again, it's tough. I'm biased towards Walt Disney World because it's my home, but... Disneyland, it was a very, very cool experience being able to, like, literally run around and play with characters in the park.
Cool. Well, thanks for checking in, Danny. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. It was nice talking with you guys.
Absolutely. And say hi to your mom for us.
Will do.
All right. Thanks, Danny.
Bye, Danny.
Bye, Danny.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And our next call is John from New Jersey. Hi, John.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. First thing, completely spaced out on the chat Friday night again, 2 months in a row.
Oh, John, you're...
We missed you.
But I have a quick question. We're coming down in about 2 weeks, and my daughter's a huge fan of Typhoon Lagoon, and she has no idea we're going. So one of the things we're going to ask her is if she wants to go to the water parks, and we're staying at Pop Century, and we're wondering what crowds are like, because we thought if we ended up adding the water parks and fun, I think it's an extra $20 or $40 would be our second trip would cost us that. We're thinking about using the wave pool as our pool in the afternoon, you know, because we'll have our car with us.
Right.
But we have no idea what crowds are like that week. You know, would it ever close to capacity? Because I guess seating and all is not as important if we're only going over to hang out in the wave pool for an hour or so. And I know Len's not there, so my wife's like, call and ask anyway.
Well, I mean, in terms of crowds, I mean, I think if you get there in the morning, you know, right when it opens, I think you're going to find it a lot more manageable in terms of you're getting everything done that you want to do. And then getting, I mean, using the Typhoon Lagoon as your pool instead of, you know, going back to your regular pool. I assume you're not getting no expiration?
No, we're not.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in that case, I mean, you know, if you got them and they're going to expire, you may as well, right?
Yeah, I guess I was more concerned with would it close to capacity with it being, you know, crowded the week after Easter.
Well, I guess you can check the crowd calendar for that stuff, but generally speaking, I think what Len recommends is to go to the water parks. The best days are the weekends, and the worst day is Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, yeah, I remember I talked to him last summer about that, skipping Thursday.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
All right. Well,
great. Well, thanks.
Appreciate the information, and maybe I'll remember next month, you know, to show up for the chat.
I appreciate it, John.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, bye-bye. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And Mr. Newell, I wanted to ask you something quickly. Tell us a little bit about what some new changes on Mouse World Radio.
Oh, wow. Besides the new stream that we launched on yesterday, as a matter of fact, which is the Shoutcast stream, which is doing quite well. The problem with Live 365 is I think that we outgrew it a little bit, so we added the Shoutcast stream, and that seems to be doing really well. I was actually had it on the car today, and it worked out really, really, really well. It was very steady, and you don't need to log in, and it's kind of cool. But that's the latest thing that we added, and we hope to have some exciting stuff exclusively on that stream. So hopefully within the next couple of weeks we'll get it together. We're premiering it tonight. Is the first time we actually used it, and I'm really happy with it. It's rock solid, and that's what's important.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is David from Buffalo, New York.
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
I don't know if you guys remember me. You might remember me as being the David from David and Nancy at MouseFest 2008.
That's right.
Oh, Mike. Yay, David.
Hi,
how
David.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Scopa, you'll remember me because you're the guy who pixie dusted us.
I know. That was, I mean, David, I hope you got home and bought a lottery ticket. You and Nancy,
because
I remember seeing you at Epcot, and you told, what did you tell me when I saw you at Epcot?
Oh, we did a walk up to La Cellier.
La Cellier, that's right. Yeah, you were living on the wild side. I'll tell you, you should have bought lottery tickets.
Yeah, I should have. Anyway, I never got back to you, Mike. I was going to send you pictures and stuff, and I was going to send you an email and thank you. But now I got a chance to do it at least live on the show. And I can't tell you how great that Illuminations dessert party was, and especially the surprise ride on Soarin' afterwards. That's our favorite ride. Yeah. And, Deb, thank you, too, because I think you sponsored that as well.
You're welcome, David. It was great to spend some time with you and Nancy.
It was wonderful meeting everybody. And I wanted to say thanks. We've been back there since. We were back in February for my birthday, and I grabbed the $75 fun card and used it to help buy myself a nice Disney watch.
Oh, cool.
But I can't top MouseFest 2008 because it was just too great. It was our first trip on the cruise, as you know, and I guess this leads into my question. My question is, we've booked for this year, and I know MouseFest is in hiatus or whatever. Maybe Annette can answer as far as what's going to go on with the cruise booking, and maybe the rest of you guys could tell me, are podcasters still going to maybe be there at that time and do some meets and stuff like that to make it worthwhile going anyway?
Well, I think what we're really, for us, I can only speak to us, and we've really, right now, I think we're really focused on what we're going to be doing at Magic Meets this year in August, and that's really what we're focusing on, and whatever we decide to do with what was the time of MouseFest, I think we'll make an announcement on the Disney World, the Disney World, on the www.today.com website and talk about it there, but certainly, Annette, I know that you guys had the cruise booked, but you're still gung-ho and going full with it, right?
Oh, yeah, we're still going. We're still going to have Mouse fans. We've got a good group, 45 maybe cabins, I think, still going.
Wow.
So there's still a good group going. We're going to go have a great time and all of us hang out and just kind of have like the reunion cruise, I guess. It's, you know, we're still going to do what we've always done. We're going to go have fun on this cruise.
Great, because we're still booked for it and we're looking forward to going again.
Yep, I'm going to be running the ship all over the place. So,
okay, I plan to be there.
Are you? Nice. Is that Deb?
Yep, it's Deb.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing you, and good luck with the Avon Breast Walk.
Thank you so much, David and Nancy. Thank you both, and thank you for your support. And I look forward to seeing you all in December.
Okay, we'll be there. And
take care, David.
Thanks, everybody, for taking my call.
Thanks, David.
Okay, bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jim Hill.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Mr. Hill.
Hey, folks, how you doing?
Hi, neighbor.
Okay, hang on, I gotta turn down the computer here. Sorry, I got invited by the book deface to come in, so I said hello.
The book deface.
Jim, how are you doing these days?
I'm doing okay. Just, you know, doing the usual tracking the news thing. I was just wondering if you folks had any thoughts on the layoffs this week from Disney.
Ooh, yeah, that was rough. I know that my wife who works for Disney, I mean, she said it's like a war zone almost. They come back and it's like, you know, who actually made it back from their day at work? I mean, you know, I don't want to, not to make light of it, but I mean, it's been rough down there. I know that many of the cast members who were there is just... It's been depressing to see so many people unfortunately get laid off. I don't know what anyone else's thoughts on the subject was.
Well, the thing is, Jim and I have been talking a little bit about this. I think that sometimes we forget that the Walt Disney Company is running a business, and sometimes they need to do certain things. I think that there are companies that handle downsizing better than others. There are companies that really are very careful about how they how they handle things. And in some cases, you know, you're a little disappointed. In some cases, you're a little surprised. I think that in this case, we've heard from some of our friends and been a little surprised as to how things were done. But again, it's a business, and they have certain policies that they follow. It's sad when anyone loses their job, and it's really sad if they're not treated as best as they can be treated. I guess that's all I have to say right now.
Yeah, Jim, what are your thoughts on it?
To be honest, it's, you know, not to be cynical here, but somebody was pointing out to me that evidently the timing on this is sort of keyed to that Disney will be releasing its second quarter earnings numbers fairly shortly.
Yeah.
And evidently, while the resort is doing great, you know, attendance-wise due to this buy four, get three free thing, you know, the reality is these people aren't spending anything. I don't know if you've, you know, talked with anybody who does, you know, the quote-unquote bag checks at the park. I mean, the people who stand around and side of places like World of Disney and count the number of people who are actually carrying bags out of the building who
right.
bought anything, and numbers are way, way off. And,
yeah.
you know, they just evidently, Iger feels like, particularly given what's going on the DVD side of the house, where they're just not moving nearly the number of units that they had hoped to, they've got to have something that they can offer to Wall Street, like, hey, we're being proactive. And it's just so sad because, I mean, the very thing you're talking about. You're talking about people who've been with the company, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, the real vets. And, you know, that's where a lot of these cuts are happening.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But we appreciate you calling in and saying hello, Jim. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show over here. I know that we've had you on a couple different episodes. And too bad Len's not here. He's always talking about, did you guys hear what Jim wrote? And But, Jim, it's always a pleasure. So we'll have to have you on to talk about some we'll always love reminiscing about things that never were at Walt Disney World, and certainly your
yes.
stories.
Well, we'll check back in again sometime then. But, again, thanks for the invite, guys.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Take care, Jim. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye-bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with? Hello, caller. You, 949 area code. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Henry.
Hey, Henry, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing? I'm Hawaiian Mickey on the board.
Oh, Woo-hoo. Cool. Welcome.
Hey, I was wondering, which is better, Hoo-ah. To stay at the beach walk, the boardwalk or the yacht club beach villa when I want to go to, you know, Epcot?
Good question. I think I'm going to put this. I'm going to throw this one to Deb here. Deb, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You lose Deb? Deb, are you on mute?
Oh, yes, I was muting myself. Sorry. Sorry about that, Henry. Were you talking about the villas or the regular hotel side?
The villas.
I like the villas at the boardwalk a little better. I think it would depend on my traveling group. Are you traveling with kids who like the pool?
No, just my wife. We
okay.
like to eat, so.
I would probably stay over on I'd stay over on the boardwalk side. The only downside is the bakery, which is really the only counter service over there, gets really, really packed in the morning. So, but since you'll be in a villa, you'll be able to bring your own coffee and maybe you can get your breakfast, Danish or whatever, in there ahead of time. If Spoodles is still open when you go there, I think they serve a great breakfast. So that's a nice place to visit. But
oh, yeah.
Boardwalk's a little bit less hectic than the beach club area,
okay.
I think.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Thanks for calling
Take
in.
Care.
Aloha.
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 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And almost wrapping up here the live show. Wow, I can't believe it's already 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. It's crazy.
Wow.
Flew by. 407-278-5939 is the phone number for you to give us a call. Phone lines are still open for you. Don't forget the chat room is open at WDWTD.com. You can go into right over there and click on the link for our chat room. Lots of people in there. Some great conversation going on over there. In terms of you know, what we're talking about on the show over here, giving their opinions, you know, just talking about the beach club or versus the boardwalk, and you know, people there love the boardwalk villas and So people like the beach club. So, you know, it's always interesting to hear other people's opinions on it. And you can be part of that. That's why what we really like about this live show is that opportunity to make this an interactive experience. This isn't just us talking to you. This is an opportunity for you to share your thoughts. And we got some great information over from the chat room. So definitely check that out. We had a call, and then it was from Gordon. Gordon, call back.
Messiah was just mentioning about the entertainment at the boardwalk, and that's also a really nice thing. Henry, if you're still on and listening, you can just wander the boardwalk in the evenings, and they have magicians and card tricks and all kinds of fun things to do, and just stroll around with coffee or a beverage, whatever, and just enjoy the atmosphere.
Yeah, I love that, you know, especially after a long day in the parks, Deb, just to go into the boardwalk area and, you know, maybe grab something at the bakery and enjoy some of the street entertainment that they have over there, or maybe even go up to the Bellevue Lounge and have a drink on the terrace outside if it's a nice night out.
Where's the Bellevue Lounge?
I'm sure you've never been there before. We have a
Callers who don't know where it is.
The Bellevue Lounge is at the Boardwalk Resort.
We should give a shout out to Alan over there because he always takes good care of us when we're there.
We'll have to take you there next time we're all there.
Okay.
show you around.
We have another caller. Hi, it's Gordon.
Hey, it's me. I'm sorry, guys. I just got a new iPhone and I'm kind of my cheek bumped the hang up this call button. I got fat cheeks. I got to lose some weight. So, hey, I have two questions. One, we've been to Disney the past 5 years in a row, and every time we do the PTA, we drive by the old model of Walt's, you know, the vision of what Epcot should have been.
Yes.
Now, maybe I'm just imagining this, but at least 4 or 5 years ago, when we first got there, I could have sworn that, and this is maybe too deep trivia for anyone to answer, maybe you tell me I'm just weird and go away, but I could have sworn there was like a soccer or a football field lit up on that model. And in past years when we've gone by there on the TTA, it's gone. They've not changed that at all, have they? Or have I just been making this up in my mind?
No, good. Anybody? This is Mike. I recall seeing a football field there. Yeah.
I did too, but I don't remember it not being
there now. Is it still there? I mean, I'm going to have to scour the web, see if there's some good pictures of it, but it just seems like whenever I go by, I don't see it anymore, and I just, maybe I'm just, you know, yelling at my kids too much or something.
I haven't noticed it was gone, but I'll check it out when I'm there.
There's got to be, I'm sure there's some either video or images on the web, and I'll try to check it out, but it just seems like every time I go by there, I can't find it, because, I mean, it's not like we're going that fast, but, you know, you're trying to absorb every little detail as you go by.
I thought I read somewhere that actual model was one of the first models for Epcot. I'm not sure. I don't know how true that is, but that's one of the things that I heard about what was there a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if that's the urban legend that was actually one of Walt's little models that he actually played with or not. I mean, that, maybe it's become an urban legend, but that's kind of the way it's presented, I think.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, this is my second question, and this is essentially crass commercialization, but Deb, I want to commend you on what you're doing for the Avon Walk.
Thank you.
I think it's fantastic, and you wrote on your Facebook today that you've done 11, and I think that's awesome.
Thank you very much. It really helps having everybody's support. That means the world. And I don't know if you heard Mike Knoll's wife, Mary, who's also a survivor, is going to be walking in D.C. with me this year, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I heard that earlier. Now, this is something. I mean, I was looking at your fundraising totals, and you're still not to your this year's goal. And I have a modest podcast about running to Disney, and I was wondering if I could interview you briefly and try to get you some more support coming in through probably the one or two people that actually listen to my show.
Okay, that'd be great. Send me an email. I'll be happy to talk to you.
I'll Facebook you tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Hey, keep it up. Fantastic. Guys, we love the show and really enjoy the live shows, even the Electric Light Orchestra that I had to listen to before. Keep those 70s hits coming, Noel.
You got it.
We could have gone back in town to the 10 event. You know, we could have gone back in time and made them listen to that music again.
I could play that later if you want. I know Indy would like to hear that again.
Well, Newell, what's coming up after the live show here?
Well, I still have to edit for tomorrow's show, But what I'm going to do, though, I'm only need the one machine. So if you really want to listen to a replay of this show, you can listen on the Shoutcast stream. I'm going to replay tonight's live show on the Shoutcast stream only. The Live 365 stream will go back to its regular programming while I edit for tomorrow's show.
All right. Well, you can check that out at wdwta.com/listen.
That's right.
And that'll be there. And we want to mention that this live show of WDWTA has been sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to AllEars, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 111,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today, and I want to add on to that to help support Deb's Avon Walk and donate whatever you can. Even if it's a little bit, every little bit helps, and definitely it's a great cause, so definitely check that out and support Deb over there. And I believe that's going to wrap up this live show of WDW Today. I want to thank everybody for calling into this live show. We always have a lot of fun here. I want to thank Annette and Mr. Scopa and Mr. Newell and, of course, Deb Wills for joining us on this live show. And most importantly, I want to thank the listeners, all of you, for whom called in and were in the chat room and are just listening at home, ignoring your loved ones. It's really amazing. We appreciate it. We always enjoy doing these live shows, and we do this for you. So we thank all of you for helping us out and supporting us. So that's it for us today. If you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, visit the WDW website at wdwtoday.com. For Mike Sopa, Mike Newell, Annette Owens, and Deb Wills, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show. Stay tuned for a replay of this on Shoutcast.
That's the end of my show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.